a new program pays farmers to grow trees and shrubs on their lands. A popular vacation spot in Oklahoma sues Airbnb, claiming lost tax revenue. Oklahoma City officials break ground on another MAPS 4 project, and a former basketball star is charged with fraud. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 22, 2026. I'm Jim Johnson. Some Oklahoma farmers and ranchers could soon get money to plant trees and shrubs as part of a new program. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports.
The Nature Conservancy is leading an agroforestry project using money from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Agroforestry involves planting trees and shrubs to improve soil health and help out livestock and wildlife. Tree planting on farmland was used to prevent erosion after the Dust Bowl. Federal foresters planted shelter belts to secure soil. Producers continue to face drought and extreme heat today. But the Conservancy says agroforestry is used on less than 2% of U.S. farms, despite millions of acres of suitable land. The new program extends across 30 states, including Oklahoma. Producers can apply for a portion of the $39 million fund by August 11th. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
In southeast Oklahoma, Hochatown has become a popular destination for tourists, many of whom use Airbnb to find and pay for vacation rentals. Grayson Wheeler reports that Hochatown is actually suing Airbnb, saying that it stiffed the community on lodging taxes.
Hochatown is home to around 240 people and 3,300 active Airbnb listings. When a traveler books a rental, Airbnb collects lodging taxes and works through the Oklahoma Tax Commission to send the money to the appropriate municipality. Hochatown estimates it collected about $4.3 million in lodging taxes last year, nearly half the town's total revenues. But in a new lawsuit, the community claims Airbnb is sending taxes from rental properties in Hochatown to nearby Broken Bow instead. It says Airbnb relies on zip codes and Hochatown doesn't have its own. Hochatown is suing Airbnb, Broken Bow, and the Oklahoma Tax Commission over the lost revenue. The suit says the amount of money Hochatown has missed out on is, quote, unknown, but is believed to be substantial. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma City leaders broke ground this morning on the $17 million MAPS 4 Clara Looper Civil Rights Center. The 17,000-square-foot facility is being built at 24th Street and Martin Luther King Avenue. The center will include classrooms, an event space, and exhibits about Looper's life. Officials say the museum will highlight Oklahoma's role in the civil rights movement. And a former Oklahoma City Thunder and Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball star has been charged with fraud. Multiple charges were filed Tuesday by Oklahoma County District Attorney Vicki Behanna against Desmond Mason. The 48-year-old is accused of failing to deliver art pieces to four individuals after collecting payment for the art. Each case involves values greater than the $1,000 threshold for a felony. In May, Mason was arrested on a felony warrant for failing to deliver sports memorabilia worth thousands of dollars to a Texas resident. He was also sued last month by an Oklahoma City man for breach of contract. Mason played 10 seasons in the NBA and was the slam dunk contest champion in 2001. He retired from the sport in 2009. Thanks for making KGOU your on-demand and NPR source.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.